Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for February 20th. This is Paul White. It's an honor, a privilege, a joy to get to do this. I thank God that I get to have this as a part of my life in this season. I think we're in about our eighth year of doing the podcast, and we've been blessed moving across the country a couple of times. I started this pastoring a local church. We've traveled around the world, and we've continued to do the podcast, and it's grown, and we've I can't thank you enough for that. I ask you, if you have never rated and reviewed our podcast on iTunes, please do so. The Apple Podcast, the app many of you use to listen to this, go in there, rate and review the podcast, and that helps move us up the list when people are looking for things in our genre, and so go check it out. We appreciate you so much. Got some announcements. This is a big weekend for me personally, also a weekend of excitement in ministry. A big weekend personally because for several months now, Natasha and I have been training to run a half marathon. I have not run a half marathon since 2006. I used to be somewhat of a runner and ran several of them back in the between the years 2003 and 2006. And then I moved away from that and didn't think I would ever do another one. Last fall, I sort of flipped the switch inside and said, I'm going to try it one more time. It's been excellent for my body and for my mind. And Natasha wanted to join in on that training. I don't think she wanted to run a half marathon at first. She just wanted to come along for the training, and she's gotten so good, she's better than I am. And so we're going to run it this Saturday in Augusta, Georgia. Say a prayer for us. We're going to finish. We've trained enough, but it's sort of a mentally daunting thing. I'm excited about it, so that'll be fun. On Sunday, we have our monthly meeting with our group in Flowery Branch, Georgia, 5 o'clock Sunday night, February the 23rd. We will be meeting, and if you listened to the sermon that we posted last Sunday, which is What is the Kingdom of God Like, we're going to follow up to that sermon in this meeting by ministering more on the kingdom. So come be a part of that if you're in the North Georgia area, or if you need to drive in, we'd love to have you. We've had people drive in from all over the country to be a part of our monthly meeting. That is Sterling-on-the-Lake Clubhouse Theater. You can find details in the address at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule, and you will see how to find us in North Georgia this weekend. Speaking of Sunday and sermons, we post a brand new sermon every week. We do it to YouTube at PWM. That's our YouTube page, and also wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can listen to the audio version of our Sunday sermon. They're all available at our website. This weekend, we are airing audio video from a sermon that I did from my office in Georgia for a conference in Australia. There was a Grace Church conference in Australia that asked if I could speak live via Skype or FaceTime. The timing wasn't great because the scheduled slot for me to speak, I was going to have to speak at, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, in Georgia, and I didn't feel like I could be at my best. So I agreed to speak, but pre-record it. So I pre-recorded a message, and I greet the group and the host and the church, and then go into a sermon, probably 45 minutes or so, that I'm really excited about. A message called The Power of Remembering, and how God has Israel look back on their slavery multiple times, particularly in the book of Deuteronomy. And what does that mean for them? We explore that. Then we move into the New Covenant, and we watch the New Covenant sanctioning of remembering. And I'm not going to give it away, but the New Covenant sanctions a different kind of remembering. And then what does that mean for us? And what's the comparison of those two things? How they remembered in the Old Testament, how you remember in the New Testament, and what's the compare and contrast? It was a fun sermon for me to explore. I had a great time teaching it, and I hope you enjoy it. Listen in this Sunday for The Power of Remembering. Tomorrow is Long Form Friday. Long Form Friday for the last several weeks has been us replaying for you the audio of our finished work eschatology vlog series that we did, 20 minutes per episode. We air three of those episodes every Friday. And so we will be airing the 10th, 11th, and 12th episodes from that series on Long Form Friday tomorrow. Okay, I had to make some announcements. I wanted to let you in on what was going on in my personal life. Also, one more, and I've been meaning to say this for a week. We have started doing a YouTube subscribers video once a month. We started this in January. It's a video that we don't post the audio anywhere else. We don't put it on our website. We don't put it on Facebook. Well, yeah, maybe it goes to Facebook. Anyway, we don't put it on our website, and we don't drop the audio to the podcast. It's just for YouTube subscribers. And it's me basically looking into my phone and telling you what's happening in our world. Here's what my kids are doing. Here's what my wife and I are up to. Here's what's happening in the ministry. Here's what you can pray about. Here's something the Lord told me and I want to share with you. And we're gonna drop that at the end of the month. So we will be doing that next week. If you are not a YouTube subscriber, you may never see that. And I want you to. So go to YouTube and search PWM. I don't know how we got PWM. That seems pretty simple. The simple ones usually go away pretty fast on the subscribers page. Go to PWM, that's us, and then click subscribe, and then that video will come up on our page for you whenever you are ready to watch it. All right, we'll do that next week. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I feel like I've shorted this. I didn't know any other way to do this. I just wanted a day where I could tell you a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to cram it in here before a Long Form Friday. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. On Saturday, I'm going to link 15 and 16 together because there's something special that happens in the 16th verse that you need. But let's set it up today with this thought. To God, you smell like Christ. I want you to think about that phrase today. Paul uses the sense of smell because it was a very important sense in Hebrew worship. Not so much in Christian worship. I think this is a sad thing, actually. Christian worship looks at the sense of smell almost with disdain. Like you, it's almost a faux pas in the church to have like incense. You go, oh, foreign religions have incense. And so we don't appeal much to the sense of smell in the Christian church. And I'm not really sure why. The Jewish community did. The oil of the Old Testament was a big part of their worship. The scent of the burnt offering was a big part of their worship. So for Paul to say, you diffuse the smell of Christ to God, was speaking to a Jewish audience something they could really understand. It was like, there's a certain smell to worship. Christians don't have that. So this has always sort of fallen on deaf ears with Christians, this illustration, because we don't perceive worship and scent to go together. In fact, like I said before, it's almost as if we think that they shouldn't, and I don't understand that. But anyhow, for whatever reason we do or don't, what I want you to think about today, have this on your mind, let this be the thought that goes with you. To God, you are the fragrance of Christ. Think about that. To God, you are the fragrance of Christ. In the nostrils of God, when He, and this is going to sound odd, but I want to just play along with the metaphor, with the analogy. When God smells you, it reminds Him of what Christ smells like. If you don't take anything else away from the podcast today, that might be the sentence that helps you today, as much as anything you'll hear. To God, you smell like Christ. That's all. That's what I'll leave you with. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.